Well, who doesn't? Like, I mean, the fact that they're saying like you can ride it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to ride that?
Was it Jedi? Was it Fallen Order? You could like
you can like you can stab yourself up there and work that.
Yeah. It reminds me of was the game Shadow of War where you could do that too?
Raid Shadow Legends.
No, we're not sponsored by that. Oh yeah, where it's like you stab your way up and then you just
ride around.
You stab in and you're just roaming around it. Yeah.
That was the cutest pet ever. I want one.
That was the cutest pet?
Yeah.
A rancor.
I just want to hug his big old face. And he like rubs the side of its ear and
yeah,
like
man, it's ugly
puppy.
Cute.
It's ugly
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like people like bulldogs.
Yeah, or pugs, bro.
Yeah.
See, it was funny though when the door first opened, I was like, no way they got another one. And it was like just a little mouse.
No,
I was
yeah.
like, dang.
Got him.
Got him.
All right. Welcome, Zillination. Welcome, everyone. We're gonna talk about some movies and some stuff, and we're talking about rancors, and we want a rancor. Oh, I want a rancor. I don't know about
you
guys.
No, you know what I want?
What do you want?
I want all the colors of those scooters.
Oh my god. Okay, so I guess we're just gonna get right into it. We watched we're up to date on Boba Fett now on Disney Plus. If you haven't watched it, I have mixed feelings. I'll go into it in a minute, but Sterling and Daniel, you both have watched it, right?
Yes, we did.
All right, what did you guys like or dislike so far without giving, I guess, heavy spoilers?
Well, I just like that it's Boba Fett's story and it's finally becoming like a canon thing, because even it was like in the books and stuff, he had like a much bigger role, bigger part.
A lot
those
bigger,
aren't those
yeah.
aren't canon anymore, so
no, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's nice that Disney and, you know, Lucasfilms and all that, they're making canon related things again, and so now that we get to see a story and just to see like Jon Favreau just like create this like expanded universe and doing it well. Because it's not all just about like all the action, you know, it's Boba Fett learning more things, you know, and training. And what did he do for the like decade or whatever, however it was long until now, you know, or whatever the time span is in this universe as of now. But not every episode has been like, I mean, we're only at four, but not every episode's been like a winner. But I think this last one was very, very good and cheesy in a way at the same time. Like, it called back to the old like universe way of like doing stuff. It was, I enjoy it.
Sterling?
I really enjoy like the pacing of the show so far. I think it's very interesting to watch like a bounty hunter, basically a pawn, become almost like a ruler of an area, kind of having to learn diplomatic trade and like try to be more of like a ruler of, or a daimyo is what he's called.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to see him learn like laws and like rules, regulations.
Of the only planet in the galaxy.
Yeah, of course, Tatooine, yeah. The only planet they ever cover and go on, basically. But that's overall, special. Like, I think it's really cool. Like, honestly, the pacing, just the actions and everything that's going on is, I don't know, people say it's boring, but I think it's perfect.
Yeah, I've kind of, you said the word cheesy, and it definitely, as I was watching it, I was like, okay, like I liked him getting out of the Sarlacc, whatever it's called. Like, oh, that was like, damn. I was like, cool. So they went through that and everything. Some of the stuff is so cheesy, but there's Power Rangers in it pretty much. Dude, these kids, these hipsters have basically space Vespas is what they look like.
But it was just funny.
It's so silly looking.
No, it was just so funny how they were doing that chase scene and that you could tell they were trying to make it seem like it was going faster than they really
slow.
Were. But they were like maybe like two.
It's like rascal speed.
Dude, yeah. They stand out so much because everything is like sand colored and like the browns and some of that. And these things are these bright ass red and yellow. And I'm just like, okay. Like, I was with it. Like, I was enjoying it, but I was like,
they came in like a biker gang for sure.
I was like, this is definitely a bit cheesy at times for sure. And like, I still like it. I'm enjoying it. Oh, yeah. I would love to see a like gritty version of Boba Fett because I want to see him be the bounty hunter that, you know, he got a name for, but we're not going to see that with a Disney on Disney Plus.
And let's say like his early days, then hopefully we'll be able to see that. But
yeah.
But see, that's kind of it. You know, you'd have to cover from when he was a kid to where
they already covered that in the Clone Wars. Was it the Clone Wars or the one after that? Because he runs the outfit with the
that's when he was
with those people.
That's when he was a kid.
Yeah, well, you just said kid.
Yeah, but to cover from there to where he is
like, when he becomes an adult.
Now,
yeah,
like that's a lot of time.
You have to cover the whole gap from like episode 3 through Rogue One all the way through that, wherever he was
through to four
then.
And five. Yeah, that's a lot of time. So that would be like a whole expanded universe thing too, if they wanted to go further than that.
I mean, they could.
I want to see Boba. Like, I really want to watch him just wreck some
is
people.
Is he a badass in the show?
He hasn't had his badass. He's like the Mandalorian had badass moments. He hasn't had because
like my
yet.
Impression of Boba Fett is the guy that died in the first fucking scene.
Like, the guy that got done dirty.
Yeah, they're like they had
that. He just like hits the back of his pack and he shoots off. He's like, oh, and then he
it's just like it. Even when I saw him in Mando, he wasn't really that badass.
He had his moment. No, I mean, he did his knee blaster, and so that was cool.
Yeah, he had
knee
the sand people like staff and shit.
It was
yeah.
cool watching him learn how to use that, though.
Oh yeah,
and like they did the sand people justice in this. Like I didn't care at all for them. And this
savages.
Time I was like, oh, this is cool, and I got some Dune vibes from it. And they're talking about spice and stuff, and I was like, okay.
But then when he comes back and just like murders that entire. Biker gang. I was like,
they deserved it.
Yeah. But just the look in his eyes, he was like, yeah. You know what you did.
the story stuff that they've hit him, you know, partnering up with, I don't remember her name, but the main girl that he's with too and stuff. And
Mulan.
What?
Definitely. She's not Mulan, is she?
She's the voice actor for Mulan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, the original.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, I know her from like, she was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too, right? And she was in.
And she was in the live action Mulan.
Oh, she was?
Yes. Because she's the voice actor. Yeah.
Did she make a cameo? What was she? Mm-hmm.
It was at the very, very end where she's like the hierarchy like princess or something like that. Yeah.
Good. I like her a lot from the stuff I've seen her in, but I do like how they show you things that he's, you know, been doing and learning and stuff like that. I think that's pretty cool. Watching him beat up the gangsters inside the cantina or that little bar. In that one episode, I just like how the bartender's just like casually cleaning up the glass afterwards. Just like, well, this happens. This is my life.
Well, and it's cool that they're expanding more on the Hutts, you know, just more of the family like business and stuff.
Well, that world, the Hutt world. Hutta. Yeah.
How clever.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, oh my God.
It'd be really cool if they just, you know, would dive deeper into that. Like, I know them from like the games because you have to explore that kind of stuff, but it'd be cool to actually have like a you know definitive version.
Well, that's just it, you know. You have Mando that's been doing phenomenally, and now
it's so
expanded
good,
and it's expanded now to Boba Fett, Ahsoka, and then
Ahsoka I'm excited for,
and then there'll be something with Grogu, you know.
Yeah,
like
the girl Elizabeth Winstead, what's her part of the first name, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, is that her name? She's the one that was in Scott Pilgrim, right?
Oh, talking about the main character,
with the purple hair or whatever. She just got confirmed for the Ahsoka series. I just read that this morning.
Oh, tight.
So I don't know what she's gonna do in it, but she just got confirmed for
it. Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, the one from Scott Pilgrim. She was also in. She was what was the Cloverfield on 13 Lane or whatever?
Yeah. No, sorry, I got her confused with Brie Larson.
No, Brie Larson.
No, not Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I was like, why is she in this?
It is Captain Marvel. She actually she went to the galaxy far, far away,
far,
and she
away.
She found all this.
She
stuff.
Followed
and,
Steve
and
Jobs.
A long, long time ago.
I mean, I like what they're doing so far. I mean, I definitely you get in the mindset like, okay, it's not gonna be super serious because some of the stuff is really silly, but it's fun. I think everything's fun so far.
I think that's just it. It's just expanding. You have to go through stuff.
You mentioned Grogu. Doesn't Kylo Ren kill him? Canon?
We don't know.
Because he kills all the students?
He kills all the students, but we don't know if he's there.
But you have to remember when he gets saved by Luke, Luke's like, what, early 30s maybe?
Yeah.
And then when he is now, it's like what, he's 60, 70? It's a big-ass gap. Grogu is probably still alive. They were talking about younglings, and Grogu was definitely not a youngling at that point.
Well, he said he had, I mean, the movies, they said that he was training that, young group of people at that time. Grogu would have had a pretty good, I mean, at least a decade or longer of training. I don't know if he'd still be there.
Because the Luke version that picked up Grogu was probably what, like a year after episode six?
It had to have been late 20s. Late 20s or early 30s. A
couple years,
Yeah,
not in 30s, 20s for sure.
Yeah.
Like he was pretty young.
Yeah.
So it's that was so sick though when he runs in, when he goes in there. Oh man, I was like, yeah, you do your dad justice. Use those force powers. It was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we're gonna get some kind of Grogu. I hate his name though, but we're gonna get some kind of Grogu spinoff or something.
Fine.
Nah, Baby Yoda was better.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah,
not
I
would
have called him that.
It's not a name, bro. What'd you think that their whole race was just Yoda?
Yeah. Oh so it could have been like, I don't know, Yaddle. Well, Yaddle was
Yaddle.
Definitely
Yaddle.
Yoodle.
Mute him. Just
well, wasn't Yaddle the
yeah,
the
Yaddle was the other one or something. I think it was the name of it. But just like Grogu sounds like something I would throw up, or like my dog threw up. Oh, look, I threw up a Grogu.
That's racist.
It's like this nasty thing.
That's
they're a race of people. Racism. They're not just Yodas. Okay.
No, they should all have names with Y's.
No.
Yeah.
You'd run out of names pretty fast. Yeah.
Nah, bro, you could just
be
make
making
syllables.
Up. Yeah, you'd be just making up stuff.
Yeah, like,
yeah, exactly. But how many do we even see? It wouldn't even matter. This is what, the third of that species we've even seen in the universe?
Yes.
Third or second?
Third.
Because there's Yaddle or whatever is the second one, the girl one.
The girl.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's Yiddle.
Get out. Yodel.
There's Yahtzee.
Yodel.
Yahtzee.
See, they could have capitalized.
There's Yahoo.
Yeah. See, I'm already. And this
we're
is enough names.
We're just going to create a whole
based on how many we've seen, we just gave enough names for the next 30 years.
So racist.
We're making Pokemon
so
now or what?
Yeah. All right. So as far as at least three of us, because Brian hasn't watched it, thumbs up for
stamp of approval for sure.
Thumbs up,
stamp of approval, right on. If you haven't seen it, definitely give it a watch or wait to binge it all if you want. I hate waiting a week for find out what's going on next.
But. Wow, this coming from the guy who wanted every Sunday to be Game of Thrones.
Yeah. That was like an event. That was different. I didn't like waiting, but yeah, it was nice though. I miss having
that
for sure.
Show I didn't watch. So glad I didn't.
You missed out.
You can watch more.
Yeah.
Did I?
Oh, 100%. For the first, 5 years?
Yeah. No, but then I would have watched all of it and I wouldn't have missed
okay,
out.
But I'm saying for the first 5 years, that was like a thing. We had so many hangouts and pizza nights.
I didn't know.
I didn't say you would have done that with me. I'm just saying you could have experienced
none
that.
None of my friends liked Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well, just need to get better friends. It was a good show up until the sixth year. Then it wasn't.
Yeah, just stop at the last season and you'll be chilling.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Just use your imagination what you think is going to happen. Yeah.
Or you
whatever
stop,
you think is going to be better than what happened.
Or stop halfway through the last season. Then you'll be fine.
I think I saw the first two seasons.
And you stopped from there?
I was like bored.
Wow. Okay. I mean, hey, each their own, I guess.
I guess. Yeah.
It's just not my
cup of tea.
Yeah.
Are you a fantasy person in general? Like medieval fantasy type of person?
Not really.
Are you more techie? Techie fantasy.
I like cyberpunk a lot more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
science fiction stuff.
So yeah.
Sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We watched a movie.
All right. Loser.
That I.
Loser. Yeah, I want to talk about the loser first.
We
watched a movie. That's what he's talking about.
But wait,
we're talking
about
a different movie.
No. I want
to
talk.
Okay. Yeah. We can pivot over to Daniel's movie.
I want to talk about who goes to theaters alone.
Yeah.
Me, because none of you wanted to go see this.
For any listeners, have you guys been gone to a theater by yourself?
Yeah. It's depressing.
It's not depressing.
I found it depressing.
And if you have, what was your experience? I've never been to a movie by myself.
I can't turn around and talk to anyone. I'm like,
it strikes me as odd. And even if I see someone by themselves, I look at them and I just go like, I'll sit next to you, bro. Like I feel like
it's
almost
not,
like I feel bad.
No, it's not a sad thing. Like taking yourself out on a date.
No, I'm just saying
nice.
The movies.
Yeah.
It just feels weird, but I guess.
Yeah.
How was it?
Because you get to enjoy it. You don't have to like sit there and explain anything to anybody. Or
when have you ever had to explain stuff to us? In fact, you talk
not
the most.
To you.
You talk the most in the movies.
Not to you guys, but to other people.
You're not allowed to see movies with anyone else other than us.
What do you mean?
Never.
There's at least a whole decade before I knew you.
No. It didn't exist.
My life didn't exist before that.
That wasn't a thing.
All right. Well, what they're talking about is I went and saw West Side Story.
West Side.
Because none of you it's basically all that happened.
Interesting.
Just gangs versus gangs, you know? Oh,
really?
Yeah, well, that's what the story is. It's it's past World War II.
I know the app. I personally know the premise. I have seen the original. I didn't enjoy the original.
Wow. But
it's just Romeo and Juliet, right?
Yes, it's New York, Romeo and Juliet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't they actually make a movie for that with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, okay. They made a West Side Story before. It's just a remake.
No, I thought it was Romeo and Juliet, but like in New York or something.
Romeo
an actual Romeo and Juliet. Yeah,
there was the funny one. See the funny Romeo and Juliet. I forget what it was called.
Gnomeo and Juliet.
Was that? I think it was that one.
the gnome one.
No, not a gnome. Oh. It was like a straight up people, but they're just like.
It was just like a parody one.
It was like a parody one, yeah. And everyone like pretty much reprised their roles and like said some lines like "You bite your finger at me, sir."
No, it was good because like it was nice to see Rita Redford, who can still sing, like she still kills it. And it was interesting. As I think I explained it to you, John, I was like, if you like musicals, you enjoy Steven Spielberg, and you just like movies in general.
I like two of those three.
This will, like, you'll enjoy yourself. You'll have a good time, but by no means will this be a movie you'll go out of your way to see again.
Mm. Or to begin with.
Mm. No, you should see it. It's a
I like Steven Spielberg.
It's a cultural.
And I like movies.
At this point, it's culture.
I like musicals when they're done by Disney in animated form.
I mean, musicals
I don't know.
Are good.
Wait a minute. Let's back it up there. Yeah. What was like that text message you sent us about that song, about it being in Spanish?
Well, yeah, I said I wish it wasn't Spanish.
Oh,
so
and that's probably so also why you wouldn't like West Side Story, is because half the movie is spoken in Spanish with no subtitles.
Puerto Rican.
Oh, with no subtitles? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Puerto Rican, so lost. Yeah. I mean, I would have, I guess, understood what was happening, I guess.
There's plenty of context clues. You know what's going on. Like, you don't need to, like, hear the exact words. But even me, like, my barely high school Spanish, like, I knew what was happening. Okay. You know, like.
He's like, sí, señor.
Basically. But yeah, it was very, it was, there was
Did
some,
he get the girl in the end?
Have you
never seen
Romeo and Juliet?
Do you know what
I've seen
Romeo
it.
And
oh,
Juliet
so is it happens? It happens like Romeo and Juliet?
All right, spoilers. If you haven't seen the original play or watched
if
the original movie.
If you're not a fan
movie,
of Shakespeare.
Yeah, right,
or attended high school.
The girl lives.
Oh, she does live, so it's not Romeo and Juliet.
It's very Romeo and Juliet, though, where it's like, think of it as like the Hatfields and McCoys. Like,
so he dies?
He dies.
Does he get blown up?
No. He
by
gets
a tank?
He gets shot twice.
By an airplane?
By a gun.
Like a B-52 bomber drops Batman on him? He's in
It is not Fallout, sir.
This is after World War One, right?
Two.
Yeah, America's only been hit once, bro. At that point.
By that point. So, it was just, it's gentrification of the cities and stuff. That's, okay. it was very, for when it came out, it was very much, it's still a hot topic item now, and that's why I think it's still doing well as a story.
Okay.
But it's, stamp of approval. I think you should watch it at least once in your life to get that culture.
The original or the remake?
Both.
Nah, you get picked one. Yeah.
The chances are low anyways for me, but if I had to watch one.
I will say it was the acting was stellar for, the Puerto Rican
stellar
side.
Is a big word.
And for the classic New York gab. Ace.
What about the choreography?
Very good. Very well done. Okay. Yeah.
It looked good. I mean, the trailers looked really good.
Interesting.
I'm just not a fan of like Grease. I didn't like it.
Oh, I love Grease. Like, what a bad message for people now, though. But I love Grease. Still a good movie.
You hurt my brain.
John Travolta, though.
Yeah, you hurt my brain, though. Like, I don't like musicals, but I like T-Birds? Disney musicals.
Yeah,
but
Disney.
I like Grease. Like,
yeah, Grease is one of my favorite movies. Because
make up your fucking mind.
That's better music, though. Like, that music, come on. That music slaps.
You haven't heard the music in the West Side Story movie to judge
no,
that.
No, you know what? He's right. You think it's better than the Grease movie, than the Grease music?
Well, Grease music is what 80s, right?
I'm asking Daniel. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Daniel looks
it's gonna be different.
Grease has better. Grease has more like
I think maybe that's why I don't like Grease. I
movement
hate
movement music. This is West Side Story is more.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the
80s
music. Either.
Yeah. I wasn't live during then, but I just don't like them.
Oh, no, I definitely love the music from Grease.
Just a lot of keyboard and synth and
catch me in the 70s.
70s are tight. 70s are tight. I can agree with that. 80s, not so much. 90s, I'm down. I'm with it.
I like Pitch Perfect. Is that considered musical?
Well, not really.
Isn't that one like a cover song, one, right?
Pitch Perfect.
It's not really.
It's a cappella.
It's not really a musical, though.
Okay.
A musical.
They sing a lot.
They sing a lot because it's like they're. It's part of the.
It's a story.
Part of the story. Right. The musicals is that. When they're singing, the idea is that they're not singing; they're just talking to each other.
If they're singing on purpose, it's not a musical.
So, Les Miserables was like that's a musical. That was when I saw that. I really didn't like it. Yeah,
Les Miserables.
I was miserable while watching.
Oh my god! Fucking had Hugh Jackman in it.
No, it was. They didn't say one
and
word.
Anne
of just dialogue. Everything was singing, and I was dying.
Yeah, that's a musical.
No, it was too much. I couldn't.
Okay, Sweeney Todd.
That's I've never seen it.
You've never
seen
watched Sweeney
Todd,
bro? No. Okay.
And he wanted to go to the When We Were Young show.
Wow.
Okay, bro. You're not an emo kid. You can't do it.
Sweeney Todd.
I didn't say
it
was an emo kid.
No, you got to watch Sweeney Todd. You have
he's
to.
He's not going to watch it.
You have
now
to.
Now that you said it was a musical, he's not going to watch
but
it.
But he murders people in that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll watch that. It's Johnny Depp murdering people,
yes.
Isn't it? Okay, yeah. Maybe I'll watch that.
I don't know if you're going to like it.
No, but he
you know
has to watch it.
I really do like Broadway plays, though. And they sing along.
Who are you as a person? Yeah, make up your mind. Know. Do you like it or not?
I really like plays and musicals that they sing. I don't know why, but that's because I
like. So do you like Wicked?
Oh, I loved Wicked. Wicked was awesome.
Who are you?
Wicked was amazing. I mean, the drinks were overpriced, but Wicked was amazing.
Well, yeah, it's Broadway.
Yeah. But something about live theater that I really like.
So then, have you seen Lion King? Like, seen Lion King. Not animated bullshit. I'm talking about.
No, I've wanted to. I haven't seen it yet.
That's a show.
Yeah,
that
was really good.
I've only
Book of Mormon too.
Oh, the Book of Mormon is so good.
I wanted to see that too, and I've only seen the one play, which was Wicked. I went to New York, and I was like, I had to go, and I saw it.
In my head, if I didn't know this, and I was like getting tickets, I would not have invited you at all, because I was like, this guy doesn't like musicals. Why would I invite him to Book of Mormon? Why would I invite him to?
But you're just Trey so Parker. Contradicting. It's written by the guys of South Park. I think you would enjoy it.
Maybe because it's a movie, like in a movie theater, I just don't want to see it. I like a play when I'm seeing actual people in front of me doing it, sure. But I like the whole thing.
It's the same thing.
I don't know. It feels different.
More production value.
Yeah, exactly.
I want
better lighting, better audio. Get front row seats because you're on your damn couch.
I'm just saying, man, like there's clearly a whole world out there that you need to explore.
If you want to go to something, I'll go to it. But I don't want to see West Side Story theaters.
We can go. Hey, you need to watch Sweeney Todd. I think you would really like Hamilton. Because everybody likes Hamilton.
I haven't seen that either.
And it's written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, which was also all the music in Encanto.
And what other, God knows how many freaking songs before that.
He did Moana. All the music in Moana.
Mm.
Did he do the Coco music
can
too?
I say? You're welcome.
Coco? I don't think so.
Oh, I liked Coco. I thought it was all right.
No, I don't think that was different. I don't think that was him. No.
If you want to watch a sad musical, you should watch La La Land.
Bruh.
That's a great one.
That hurts.
That one was good.
I haven't seen that either.
Okay.
So that was with Emma Stone, right?
Okay.
Just saying,
dude. Emma Stone. It's probably one of my favorite musicals of all time. It's
you know
just
what? Maybe
so
it's not
sad.
Even that I don't like it. Maybe I'm just so disinterested that I don't even care.
Well,
that
I think
that
you
I
just have a
it.
Stereotype against them when you watch musicals. You watch
He's
one today.
Against musicals.
You watch
oh,
one
man.
Today.
We're going to talk about it in a minute because it was so good.
Yeah, see?
Okay, but it took him 6 tries.
What do you mean 6 tries?
Well, you didn't see my 6th time watching this movie.
Yeah, because I kept on trying to put it because I was playing stuff. So I put it on. And I was like, I'll just kind of pay attention. But I had to actually sit and watch it.
Which was funny because you texted the Bruno song. And I was like, have you just not been on TikTok? Because it's literally everywhere.
Oh, no.
That song,
it's been on there for months.
Yeah.
No, I didn't pay attention to it.
It's a banger.
It's a banger.
So we're talking about Encanto in case anyone doesn't know what we're talking about. I watched it for the first time. Brian watched it for the first time today. Sterling and Daniel already saw it.
So good.
I watched it 2 days ago, actually.
Okay.
So good.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought the music was crazy catchy. I did wish that some of it wasn't in Spanish, so I would know what he's saying. I wish I just knew Spanish.
Oh, the white guy.
There it is.
His last name's Melendez, and he wants
to
talk about.
I literally told him the song's called Encanto. It's not called Enchanted.
Doesn't
that movie
have
already
a
came
out. It too, and everything.
Hey, Enchanted is a good movie, though.
Yeah, that movie already came out.
But it's great.
Stop.
It's such a good movie.
No. I love that when you texted us, so they're just like, the grandma has what power?
The power of candles.
The power of candles.
Well, because she doesn't explicitly say
she's the matriarch,
anything.
Dude. That's her power.
So, so what did you guys think of the story?
Okay, so as someone who does not have trauma like that,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was a very well-rounded way to explain for anybody who's never been through that. Because I could still pick up. Because
there's no real villain in that. There's no real villain.
Guy. The villain is they're depressed and there's depression and anxiety and all mental health in general, and trying to appease somebody who will never be appeased because she thinks it needs to be this perfect world that you could
definitely I will say this story is a good way of in my opinion, in my eyes, the way I related to it well was first generationals coming to America.
Absolutely.
Definitely. It that hit home so hard. I was like, I feel that. I hell feel that. It's crazy the amount of pressure you can get. For any immigrant can definitely relate to this. The amount of pressure of you got to have something special to you to make it and to support others. You got to be perfect and you got to use it to help everyone and especially your family. And you got to help your family grow and stuff. And like the scene where she's getting married because she has to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, almost every family household I know is like that in terms of immigrants. Like, you got to build your family up. So that's why
it's that, and like getting married, but still having to stay in the house. Yeah. Right. And then also, like, you know, she's, you know, the grandma always being like, hey, quit making it rain all the time. And it's like, it's not that because she's sad or anything. It's just because she's just
stressed out. Yeah,
her emotion, yeah, or whatever. She could even be happy and still be raining. Yeah. That's why I think Bruno's character is just so,
his character is awesome, because it's like he's the sheep of the family, where it's like he has no choice but to tell people these things, because that's his power,
right?
Is like to point out like
what's gonna happen.
You're fine without it, or it's gonna rain. And it's like, well, yeah, because that's how she is as a person.
Yeah.
And then when her husband was like, that's what I was trying to tell you the whole time. It's like it's hard. Like, you can tell people these things all the time, but it just won't go through their head until, especially if it's like a household like that, like very family based, their parents have to,
until the person that you need approval from
says you have, approves,
yeah,
it. Yeah.
And you're fine.
Like the whole scene building up to her, she's like, I just had to hug my sister.
Yeah.
And she's like, how hard can that really be? And there's a challenge. That was a huge challenge, because her sister didn't even accept herself enough.
To even in that, where it's like, you're perfect, and it's like, but I don't feel perfect, like, or having to always be perfect all the time, or always having to be strong all the time. Like, yeah, it that's a lot of stress.
Her older sister, I forgot her name, but the strong one, oh my god, she was like, I have to be strong for everyone
all the time,
and I'm always ready to crack. And like that whole song, I was just like, I feel that.
That one really,
especially as the older sibling in my family, like that is exactly like the feeling. It's like, that's how you feel
every song made you feel some sort of way.
That one specifically drove it home, because it's like, even though you can do all the work and you can shoulder all the weight, it's like, sometimes
should you?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Should you? Like, you need
to take breaks. Her sister was like, well, you don't have to.
No,
but as the oldest, or as like someone in that position, it's like, but I feel like I have to. Like, exactly. You feel like I have to shoulder all this burden.
It's like, it's great that you are, but like, you need to like sometimes like let other people carry it. Well, like, yeah,
take care of yourself too.
What for real. That story is so good. I want to watch it again. Because I sat through, I was crying, you know, half the time. And I was like, I had to pause it, and I was like, let me catch my breath a little bit. Let me clear up my eyes so I can see the screen again.
The last like 20 minutes was just all waterworks, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, just her retelling the story, and like her no one was a bad person, I feel. Mm-hmm. Like,
it was just miscommunication. Because
when you think about it, like, Bruno left on his own accord. Like, no one really kicked him out. I don't like that they say, don't talk about Bruno. But I guess it's just a misconception they have of, like, he would tell the future of people when it would happen. Like, well, yeah, it's the future.
It's just like it's the kid who always made mistakes. And no matter how many times he would try to, like, correct it, everybody would still see him as the troublemaker.
The bad luck situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so that's why he wanted to live in the house and just
live. When I saw that plate painted on his on his table, I was crying so hard. I was like, my man's wants to be a part of this. I'm crying
but it's
now.
It's trippy because like the girl who could hear knew he was just in there all the time.
But like, how do you, like, you can't just, you know, there's a whole stigma around him. We can't even say his name.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't just tell your family he's here. But like, I'm glad that they accepted him.
And that's just it. Like, everybody was ready to move forward with that. It was just that how do we get grandma to
be
like,
on board with this,
understand grandma? Yeah, well, you know, and then the girl got the whole house, so
she got her the power deed. Was the power of love and the house.
I think her power was really just like,
or what
she's
they,
taking over grandma. You know what I saw was like, okay, she's taking over grandma's spot.
Well, I saw more of like an actual, like, she was opening the eyes of everyone. Yeah. Like, it was her power was to help people realize that their powers are for themselves first and not others.
But what was the theory that the grandfather is the house?
That's what I thought the whole time I was watching it.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
Like, his soul is the flame.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. His soul's the flame, and it was dying out because she was forgetting why she had that house in the first place.
Right. And he's still helping his family by giving them powers to improve life everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna think that now too. That's him.
I'm gonna cry.
I like the whole future part where like the house was cracked with her and then it was like not fixed, because it was like it happened. Like, she broke the house, but the next scene where like she, like, you know, you turn it and it was like clear, it's like she rebuilt.
Well, yeah,
it.
And you either read that as it's like a 50-50 which way you go, but no, both happened.
Yeah. Both
the house cracked, but then it came back.
Yeah, tear down the walls to make it stronger.
Ooh. Yeah, situation. Yeah, yeah. And it was all built.
Right. Yeah.
this time it wasn't.
Damn, we're having breakthroughs over here.
It wasn't built on its own this time. A whole community came together.
That was really cool when they all come up and they're singing. They have their little pails and their shovel and stuff. And that little kid has coffee again and starts nailing like 20 nails at one time. I'm like,
And that's that thing where it's like, again, don't shoulder your burdens on your own. Like, they were shouldering the whole community's burdens on themselves as being like these super powered people, you know, like the people with powers.
The way they even approached them at the beginning when I was watching with one of my friends, I was like, are they seen as like royalty or like people of importance? Like, yeah, they're basically seen as like almost deities in this town. I'm like, I get it, but that's a little extreme. They're just people,
That's a lot. Well, that's just it. Even in that way, there's a lot of towns that start like that.
Yeah.
One family builds it, and that's where it's like that's
pretty normal. That's pretty common.
But it's normal like throughout a lot, because like you think of like this, like Connecticut.
Yeah.
Most of those families there have been there since day one.
It's not that they're royalty, it's that they're mainly reliable. They're probably like the owners of the land, quote unquote.
But if you think about it, like, yeah, wouldn't you want the strongest girl to go pick up all your donkeys
you?
Yeah,
like, I even think at the end too, it kind of gave like realization to the villagers and the townspeople, like, oh damn, we can't rely on them for everything.
For everything, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's good. That's healthy.
I still, it's still kind of through my mind. Like, some of the powers are like, they really like helpful in everyday situations.
Well, yeah, like you can even tell the look when like the newest one got his powers to like communicate with the animals. She's like, we'll find out how that helps the community.
Yeah,
like that was her line, and I was like,
And yeah, she doesn't even know, and it's just, and then he had it for like 5 minutes and
went away. But hey, he was useful.
Oh yeah, did his room. Badass room. Fucking
I
jungle.
Think Bruno was like, I had to leave my room. There's too many stairs.
Yeah, Bruno was just like on a mountain. I was like, damn, bro.
Imagine going up all those stairs just to lead to the kitchen.
Yeah. But his room was wild too, because there wasn't like a room.
It was just dirt.
It was just all sand.
It was
dirt.
The sands of time.
Yeah, and then the house couldn't go in that room. Like,
it was his own tower.
It was like its own thing. Yeah.
That was wild.
I wonder why though? Do you think that's because of like the grandma or something, or why do you think the house couldn't go in there?
I think it's just how I don't think the house can go in any room when you really look at it. When you look at the musical portions of it, like when she's talking to her sister, the house didn't intervene at all. And I think it's because she grew up in the nursery where the house's room. That was like built with the house, where everyone else's room is like an extension of themselves.
The magical door
that changes. Okay. That changes with them, maybe. Yeah.
It's almost like a sense of privacy kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which sucks for her, because I mean, the house always knows.
Hey, but now she is the house.
The house.
Yeah, she's the
new matriarch.
That's it. She's taking over grandma. Grandma's going to die soon. She's taking over, and then she'll make sure the rest of them get raised properly.
Turning to
they had a lot of kids, man. She had three, and then those three had a lot more.
See, that would be a trip of a story just to see that generation keep going, and just like how many more powers and how many more things. Like,
is it gonna grow into X-Men or what?
Basically,
I think I like when the mountain split, and she's like, I haven't been over here
since that day.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's like you're finally like she's finally accepting herself,
right?
And she apologized, and I was like, it's an apology. All the years of trauma are still there, but it's an apology.
It's an apology.
It was nice because it was pretty immediate. Like, she understood what was happening. I mean, a lot of stuff happened right then, but it wasn't like a lot of other movies where she has to go on her own thing or realize it because a bunch of people keep telling her or whatever, and realize, like, she realized right away, like, hey, kind of being a jerk.
I think when she first yelled at her when the house was still put together was like the realization for her.
Yeah.
Where she's like, man, I think she's right. I think deep down the grandma knew.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a part of her that always knew that she stopped caring the way she used to.
Yeah.
But damn, what a story.
Yeah, it was really good. I'm very happy that I watched it.
Yeah, watched it.
That I actually sat down and watched it.
I mean, you were on your phone for quite a while, but
yeah,
but that was commentary on what was happening. I was giving play-by-play, which means I was paying attention.
You were giving play-by-play. To everybody who'd seen the movie.
Yeah, because you guys knew, so I had to...
You were the last one to watch it.
I wanted to be like, what is happening right now? Because when it first started,
it right after I finished it.
Nice.
So I heard the bass, and I was like, that sounds familiar. And then he texted the group, and I was like, oh my God. Stop with the commentary.
But he's just like,
they took a picture without it. I was like, oh, you bastards. I'd be so mad right now.
No, it was just so funny.
Oh my God, that part broke my heart so much.
It was just so funny when you texted, like, what's the grandma's power? The candles? All right, maybe they'll just explain it to me. And I was like, yeah. Watch the movie.
Power of the candle.
Stupid.
So good movie. Stamp approval from all of us.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great.
Absolutely.
What's the worst movie like Pixar or Disney has made animated wise?
Dinosaurs.
Whoa, Dinosaurs was good. Are you kidding me?
Is that the one? Back the fuck up.
Is that the good dinosaur?
Or the good dinosaur, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
I was like, dinosaur slap, man. It's talking about my childhood right there.
Damn.
Oh, wait, did they make
I thought the good dinosaur was good.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh, you said the worst. I still think it's a fine movie, but I think it's the worst. Well, unless we're talking about like Cars and stuff. I've never watched it because I thought it looked pretty silly. I don't care about Cars.
Maybe Cars 3.
Yeah, like as I got to like newer, like they got, because I watched the first Cars and it was good, but Kachuga. I think they've gotten
down. Did you watch the second one?
No, was that good too?
Where they go up to Tomato and they're like, wasabi? And it's like, not much, man, what's up with you?
Sorry about that.
Was it the first one where the two cars like Flash McQueen?
They're like the Porsches, yeah, and they have
the headlights. Like, wait a minute, they just flashed.
There was an airplane one too, right?
Planes.
I didn't watch planes.
Planes.
Yeah, it was just awesome.
Okay, so if we're not counting like the vehicle ones, what's the worst Pixar? It doesn't mean that it's a bad movie. So what do you think is many, the worst though. One?
I think one that's really underrated, you'd call it bad or good. I think, wasn't Bolt a Pixar movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
The dog.
I never watched Bolt.
That one was okay.
Yeah.
Is that where he's like part of the movie or whatever, and he like barks and then like
actually gets he thinks he's a superhero. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I did watch that. I remember liking that, but I have a soft spot if it's going to involve a dog.
Yeah, that just reminds me. What was that?
Secret Life of Pets?
That's DreamWorks.
Oh, was it?
I believe it's DreamWorks.
For what?
It's all Disney.
Secret Life of Pets.
It's all Disney.
That is DreamWorks, yes.
Yeah. Illumination or whatever it is.
Illumination.
The Minions, yeah.
That Minion movie, did you guys ever watch it? It was pretty funny.
Minion movie was pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah, I went to like the screening for it before it came out.
I like how they specifically avoided World War II era very well.
They didn't want to talk about it.
They didn't want to talk about it. Because they naturally fly to the most evil person and they were stuck in a cave conveniently.
Conveniently.
That movie, I really like that movie too.
That was great.
All right, so you said Bolt. Pick one, yeah. Daniel. Yeah, one movie.
It's just
it doesn't mean it's bad. Just what do you think is the least good?
I mean, I feel like we need a list of their movies.
Yeah, like, there's so many that I feel like if I saw a list, I would probably be able to be like that one. But
okay. How about we flip it? What would be your favorite? Like, if you had to watch
a Pixar movie,
movie.
That's like, worse. I feel like that's harder. Yeah,
every let's say once a week. Like if it was like I can watch this once a week.
I know, right? Like was like Google top 10 Pixar
for
movies.
Me for sure. Because I've already done this. I've seen this movie probably about like a million times in my lifetime. Is Toy Story
the original Toy Story?
My mom would tell me they bought it on VHS, and every day I would come home from school and put it on and watch it.
I just looked up like popular Pixar's, and I'm like, I love this.
Oh, give me some.
Man, Up is so. Up was really good. Sad. I mean, we're looking at Ratatouille.
There's some of their movies that hit hard the first time because you don't know what's coming.
But then you watch it again.
And you watch it again, and it's like, okay, it's good, but it's not as impactful.
I'd probably say Ratatouille.
That one's good.
Ratatouille was really good. Also, Onward was really good.
Oh, Onward's good.
I really liked Onward. Yeah.
I really hope they do another one.
Yeah. Huh?
You know, a movie I liked was Treasure Planet too.
Oh, was it Disney? Big Hero 6?
That is Disney. No.
No, that's Disney.
That's Disney, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Disney straight. I wasn't partnered with Pixar.
Yeah. I'd say
Ratatouille.
I can't.
The message in Ratatouille is nice.
Yeah. It's wholesome, and it's about food.
You know what movie I really like, but I don't want to really watch ever again was WALL-E.
It was just so long.
It's
too real.
I really liked the movie. It was so long. Like unless someone really wanted to watch it, it wouldn't be one that I would just put on. Like it would be something that, like someone would say, "Hey, I want to watch WALL-E," and I'd be like, "Okay," but I wouldn't. It wouldn't be one of my
favorite.
Every time
I see that wheel, I always think of the I'm afraid you can't do that, Dave.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, did you guys ever watch Luca?
Yeah.
No.
Was that any good? I didn't watch it.
Luca that was a good. Pixar one, right? Too.
Yeah.
It's about mermaids, right?
Mermen.
Mer people. Sorry.
Mer things.
It's not Little Mermaid.
I liked
Coco. Luca was really good. I enjoyed Luca.
I liked Coco, even though
Coco
slapped.
Coco was good. Great music and that.
Yeah, but that one had like a big bad. To an extent.
Yes.
Actually, there's one something I wanted to ask you guys before we finish off. How did you enjoy watching a movie that the big bad was something more internal than an external force?
Freaking made it a lot better for me.
Well, that makes it more like, that makes it more real. Because instead of just being like, oh, yeah, we just have to go defeat that one person and then the world's saved. It's like, no, you got to fight your internal demons. Like,
no, so you want to see more movies then with more internal conflict.
It's more closer to home.
Yeah, because the whole beginning, I was like, who's like, someone's going to have to get beat up. Like, who's the bad guy? Is there a bad guy? And then like, even spoilers I read online were like the grandma. And I was like, okay, so the grandma's going to be bad. Like, she's hiding something. But like the stuff she was hiding was just like anything anyone would really hide, which is their own personal issues.
She like, just had, she lacks self-confidence at a certain point.
And it's
it's more like, yeah, when movies talk about like the big ones, depression, anxiety, mental health, like all of that. And they say like, that's your enemy and that's what you need to like almost overcome. Like that's more real.
Yeah. Like, that's what I think. Like when I think of like the movie Up, like that's another thing like, that I really liked about the movie was the depression. I was like that. They did such a really good job of, when you've watched the first half of the movie, how bright it is, and then the colors just dull after. And it's just how his outlook is.
And then it gets brighter as
it goes on. And to me, that was like, yeah, there's a big bad, but for what I remember from the movie more is his outlook on his world.
Mm-hmm. His big, yeah, but his big bad wasn't
even like,
it was like a, he was the mid boss.
His big bad just wanted a bird.
But his big bad gave fully into depression. He devoted his life to this thing he could never get.
Yep.
It was almost like looking at the two opposite parallels of like light and dark kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His real big bad was like his internal struggle, in my opinion. And it was like, just like movies like that always, that's what I remember the most from those movies. I don't remember like the big fight scenes at the end or anything like that. Like Big Hero 6 overcoming the trauma of his brother's loss. Like,
yeah,
to me, that was,
it's always like that. I think that's why like Disney / Pixar has always been like top tier stuff. It's because it's never just about
the villain. You think they just get like a bottle, spin it, and like, all right, it's your trauma. What's your trauma?
Well, no, what was it? It was like, what if toys could talk? Okay, but what if cars could talk? Okay, but what if feelings had feelings? Right.
Oh my God, deeper. That one was rough too.
Yeah, we go deep. Like, what if we inside we talk about the souls?
Yeah, what if your soul could be had its own?
I was
feelings?
So pleasantly surprised with Soul, dude. I love Soul, that movie.
That was their first animated movie during the whole pandemic, right?
Because
it was straight on Disney Plus, right? It wasn't in theaters.
Dude, that one I watched it late, and that's just because someone from work had told me I need to watch it, and I was like, yeah,
it was
you
me.
Know what? I don't think it was. I mean, it might have been you. It might have been Julia. It was pure in itself.
The sent
was like your dreams. You know, you have to take a look at what's in front of you.
Yep.
To really be happy. Like, you can't always keep chasing something and feel like that's going to be your accomplishment.
Yeah, because he had his one lifelong dream, but as soon as he like had it, he was like,
it's not it.
It's not it. It was helping those kids or helping that one kid or whatever it is. And it's just like, yeah, dude, like sometimes your life calling is not for you. It's for somebody else.
Sometimes it's not the objective, it's the journey.
Damn. Okay. Dude, that's like your second like big like
tonight, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Sterling here.
Ducky's
the one on Twitter that's like, the real One Piece was the friends we made along the way.
It is.
Oh my God. Damn.
Well, tonight's been a nice conversation. gotten some of the feels. I can see Brian get a little emotional, and it's just like when I watched Andrew Garfield save Mary Jane. I wanted to cry. I did cry, but
you did cry.
Thanks for listening to us. When we make our post, if you want to put your top Pixar movie and then your least favorite Pixar and which one makes you tear up and weep like a baby, and then I'll hug you. let us know. Other than that, Daniel, you got anything going on?
Still poking away at Resident Evil and playing Valorant and Halo.
We played Valorant. Okay, quick side note.
Wait. I got to say it. God. Go.
I got to go fast.
Oh, you played Sonic?
He would run with the judge. So, yeah, he had the judge, and every time like he was on the barrier, his character was doing this. Because he was running into the wall and he was just ready to go.
And you hear the voice line, Abby, so I'm like, go.
Yeah, and I was like, John, just wait 1 second.
Oh my God, whenever he'd pick up the spike, drop the spike!
Hey, bro, I had more kills than Daniel.
Didn't matter. You threw, so many rounds for us.
I was wrecking people, bro.
I'm sorry. He can't hear you from down there.
Yeah. Oh, he threw so many rounds. I don't care. I was had the spike and ran off.
Bruh.
I didn't know I had the spike. And then I hear Brian, wait, John, stop it. Push G.
I know he's using his scrolling wheel because I saw the weapons just keep switching. I was like, no, press the number 4. Yeah.
He's all, push G now. And I dropped. I was like, okay, cool. And then I ran off and I got some kills, you know?
Just with the judge.
Oh, you hear
the judge.
Go.
Yeah. That's how I knew he found somebody.
You hear like across the bed.
Go.
Dude, I was like hardcore around stuff.
You got tap, man. You don't hold it.
If you crouch with the judge, it shoots farther.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, why don't you tell me this stuff?
With the bucket when you right-click
also. You wouldn't talk to us. And
I tried. Dude, my mic was not... Yeah. Like, it would show... So when I push the toggle for my talk, it would show my picture on the left.
Yeah,
but you couldn't hear me.
You have to check your microphone input settings. Because it's probably...
I changed them to the headset. But it said that I need to... online, it said to reset the game, and I didn't want to.
My game crashed halfway through one, and when I came back, like, I couldn't use it anymore. So it's sometimes... It's Valorant. It's a bug thing.
I thought no one could hear me until the sage responded, and I was like, sick. And I was like, I'm so glad I don't say what
she
I usually say.
She played one more game with us?
Yeah. I jumped on. I was like, I gotta go off. Tell her sorry. She was my pocket station.
Hey, we won that game too.
Yeah.
At the end, we literally went 12-12 and it was a lot. And we were ahead. It was like 12 to like 7. Just lost.
And
so
I forgot we were unranked. And I was like, oh man, we're going to just be going at this forever. And we won the second one. And I was like, we win. I was like, it's unranked.
Yeah. Now, Mayla's already bad enough. I don't need to go back.
So it was fun. I just want to keep using her and go super fast and then jump over people's heads and then shotgun them.
And then use Palpatine.
Yeah.
Unlimited that laser, power. Dude, that has some
range.
But he's so freaking broken.
Yeah, so broken.
I was playing Chamber like the first time against one and I was like, I got a sniper. She can't reach me. And
yeah. And it's like, it's quick. It kills you quick.
Yeah. I didn't, the first time I used it, I thought it was like a spread. I was saying unlimited power while I was using it. I was thinking like lightning, but I didn't realize it was just a stream.
Him in voice chat, you got to press and hold.
Yeah. I realized it was just like, it hits a single point.
Yeah.
And then I can hold it down.
I know this isn't the gaming one, but Brim's ult doesn't hit as hard as this one. And I'm like, it's a freaking laser from space.
Oh yeah, the one goes directly down.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it doesn't hit as hard, like
bro, because this girl's hyped up. I love it. Okay, so I'm done. Whenever you guys want to play and you want speedy, I'm there.
Neon. Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening to us, Panda. What do you got going on?
Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts.
You're so close. Yeah, no, so
I'm
far
not.
Away.
Shut the fuck up. I'm definitely not far. I barely made it to the other warp.
Bro, Hollow Bastion's the longest part. Yeah.
So watch Panda on stream.
Up and down, up and down.
Try to play this.
Yeah.
And he'll make that face that he's making. What is that?
It's the most infuriating map.
I forgot how much I hate how long this game is.
Sterling?
I'm just playing Valorant. I play really late.
No.
I'm sorry.
You don't play Valorant ever. I've hit you up like 3 times now.
The last time
I've hit you up one time and you didn't. So you're zero. You're 0% now.
Okay. I'm a 0%.
I'd never hit you up.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate the honesty.
I mean, I reply to Daniel half the time.
Yeah. You did the other night.
I'm sorry. I missed your text the other night. I was busy.
I'm just like, Sterling.
He went to the movies alone.
Yeah, probably. Or mix some music.
Yeah, but I'm a sage main, man, so I'm down to play.
Good.
No, we have a sage.
Okay, well, I'm either a sage or I'm a...
Sky?
No, the guy with the bow. I forgot what his name was.
Oh, Sova.
Legolas.
Yeah, Legolas. All
right, we need a Legolas. Yeah.
Sova.
It's
Soda?
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
Oh, my God. Well, it's trick arrows.
All right, so we're all going to play Valorant together?
Green cool. arrow, yeah. Green.
Bro, just wait till you see my 6 skills. And then when I get better at aiming, I'm going to be 360 no scope with a shotgun.
When I get better at aiming, I'll be good at the game, too.
Yeah. Well, you can't 4-stack in competitive anymore.
Well,
we're not going to play it competitive.
I know, but it's just stupid.
This is the one game that I'm okay not playing ranked.
Oh, I only play ranked.
Let's play ranked.
We're playing unranked, sir.
That's fine. That's cool.
I have a Smurf account, actually. Yeah, I can play ranked.
Yeah.
Sick, let's do it.
Are you like high ranked in Valorant?
Bro, he's 10.
Silver? Yeah. Weren't you silver 3 last?
Yeah, silver 3
last. Silver 3 high?
There's
No, but I can't carry you guys. I'm just gonna
there's,
I get it.
What is it? There's,
yeah, when Panda first joins.
Iron. It goes iron, bronze.
When I first played the game, I was in gold 3.
Damn.
And then I just played League.
Yeah,
and then
iron, bronze, silver, gold.
One of Daniel's friends, he's like, I'm so mad that when you jump on this game, you do better than I do. I play every day. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry.
Like when I played Halo with Daniel.
Jake, yeah.
Yeah,
and bat with Daniel.
Why are you so good at this game? Like, I'm not. Brooke's good at this game. I'm bad. And Brooke's like, you're not bad if you just practice. I'm like, I don't play it. I play it. I'm only
this is coming from Brooks, who's like, who used to play like competitive
Halo. He's like, I'm a hit immortal. And I'm like, congrats, I'm a hit gold.
Yeah.
Try to shoot for gold.
He used to play a competitive Halo, so it's like, I get it.
Halo.
I mean, I came from Rainbow Six, it's a completely different game than Valorant.
No.
That one we're all gonna play.
It's fun.
John, what are you doing? Where can we find
you? I'm now playing Valorant, and when you guys want to play, it's probably the only time I'll ever really play. You know what? No, I'll probably get on because I need to get better with the shotgun. So
use a shotgun.
He uses the judge.
That's right.
Pick up the band.
I speed up. I do some hardcore around them, and then a shotgun.
If you want to play ranked, that's not going
to
work.
It is funny though to watch him run and just slide.
You said ranked only. You said I'm good.
Well, we're gonna derank when we play together.
He runs and slides and doesn't do anything.
Buy a guardian, get headshots, you win. You're gold.
No, I don't think you can do a guardian.
He doesn't
buy a phantom.
If he can barely use a judge, I don't want him to use a more precision weapons guardian.
Yeah, just like
he asked what a guardian was.
It's your guardian angel. Yeah. I think that's gonna get you killed.
I just typed in DMR.
Yeah, I knew what that was, but yeah, whatever. No, I like my shotgun because I sneak up behind him.
You don't sneak when you're running.
Running makes so much noise.
No, I let them like shoot at you, and then I run up behind
him.
We're
over here walking, sneaking outside. You just hear go go go.
You just hear. Psh, 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 psh,
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Follow me, Venomzilla. Two A's at the end. We'll play some Val. I'm gonna speed around and shotgun people for you.
That video that you showed.
All right, we're out. We're out.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.